Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Someone just texted in saying, God, Chappers, you sound a bit asleep, so I just thought I'd try and wake you up a bit. Are you all right?
Yeah, no, I'm absolutely fine, thanks. Yeah, okay. I didn't really need to see pictures from that book whilst trying to read the sport. I wasn't laughing at Andrew Sheridan needing reconstructive surgery, obviously, because that's serious. No, you're a child.
It's the book... It looks like a...
I don't need to see that at half six in the morning.
Mushroom is astonishing.
It's not very big, is it? Not very big.
Not the biggest.
For a mushroom.
That I've seen. Hope you're right this morning. Thank you very much. Very much, Max, rather. It's 6:34. I'm not awake either. Someone slapped me.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, I just remembered. I was at a bar last week on my holidays.
Yeah.
That's not surprising. That's not the end of the story.
Okay.
And, I was actually getting some drinks in.
Right, that's it's getting more surprising.
Yeah, and there was a bloke, it was quite a crowded bar, and there's a bloke stood right next to me, and I think he'd had a couple of drinks, because I could see that he was having real problems with his predictive text. You know when it doesn't spell the word for you, so you have to go back again and again and again until you get it right. So I become fairly interested in the text message that he's sending.
Right.
So maybe because there's a big queue at the bar and the barmen aren't anywhere, they're right over there somewhere, so I'm just like, okay.
You have no bar presence.
No bar presence, so I'm just kind of like looking over his shoulder and reading what the text says that he's sending. So eventually he manages to get the right words. He was having trouble with the word peeling.
Peeling?
Peeling doesn't often appear as one of the words when you're trying to spell it in predictive
text. Can you remember what it was coming up as?
I think it was... No, I can't.
Right.
But he had to keep going back and back and back until he got the word peeling. I find it really difficult, he was. About 2 minutes he was doing peeling. Eventually, he sends the message... Eventually, he sends the message, I look forward to peeling them off later. Smiley. Now, obviously, I was quite interested by this.
Do you have very good eyesight, or were you literally, like, with resting your chins on his shoulder?
We were quite... My chins...
Sorry, your chin on his shoulder.
We were quite close. Yeah, it was quite a crowded bar.
Right.
Is that wrong, though, to look over people's shoulders when they're sending texts?
No, I do it all the time.
Do you?
Yeah, on the train. You can't help it if someone's sitting next to you.
Yeah, it's like reading someone's paper on the train.
You get all the gossip.
Yeah, do you?
Well, yeah, about different people's lives every day. But
you don't know them.
I know, and I don't know all the people involved, but it's...
Still good, isn't it?
Yeah. I deliberately try and put my hands in if somebody's trying to read my paper on the train, I kind of put my hands over just little bits of the article so they
can't see. The best story.
Yeah.
Someone did that to me yesterday, actually. I was trying to read something about Lady Gaga and Amy Winehouse, and after a while on the train, they were obviously covering it up on purpose. You know when they do that thing where it's like, can't see it, blocking you? Anyway, what could he have been peeling off later as well? That's what I want to know. Like wallpaper?
Bits of his skin, I presume.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, when you get a sunburn and then it will peel, it's definitely that.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. So, but
it quite often happens on my ears, and then it's really satisfying to peel it off your ears.
But why would you tell someone else that? I look forward to peeling them off later.
Well,
surely that's your own business.
No, peel someone else. So she's texting, going, "Oh, my back's like."
You don't peel other people.
Yes, you do. Do you remember when I came back from holiday and had that really bad peely skin, and Greg James came in and was like, "Oh, let's have a go."
No.
And yeah,
that's the same as people
he's peeling off whole sheets of my back.
Ah, gross. That's the same.
I was
as
like gold member.
That you were.
I haven't got a little book. I just throw it away.
That's the same as people who enjoy squeezing other people's spots.
Yeah, wrong.
Anyway, just wanted to know if it's
Greg
okay.
Greg James walked into the studio, saw you and went, let's have a go.
Yeah.
All right.
He enjoys that kind of thing. He did actually peel a whole sheet of skin off your back. Gross. Anyway, I just wanted to know if it's all right to read text messages over shoulders.
Yes,
it's not right to peel people either.
Yes, it is.
Hasn't someone we know was doing this yesterday on the bus, weren't they?
Oh, Kerry. Yeah, she was leaning over some actor bloke. What's his name? Chappers, I've forgotten. Russell something.
Is this the person who's on the screen in front of me?
We've looked him up
already. Should we say who he is? Should we say who it is?
Yeah, I'm not going to give details of the messages.
Russell Tovey.
He was in Being Human on BBC Three, and I think he's in The History Boys. But I think it's even better when you get the text message of someone actual famous.
Yeah, really good. Can you tell me what the text said at all?
No.
Where did she meet this guy, Russell?
I think she was just sat next to him on the bus. He's keeping it real.
See, it's fine.
Yeah.
Poor Russell.
What?
No, don't. I just think that's really unfair.
Oh, it's fine. Right, it's 6:52.
Chaffers, we've got a proper moral high ground face on.
I know. It's fine. Just pass that. I was just passing the time at the bar. Right, 6:52. Scott, would you say wallpaper again? What was wrong with the way I said wallpaper? Wallpaper. Just one of the texts that came in.
Say it again.
Wallpaper. What's wrong with that?
That sounds stupid.
Wallpaper. Stop it, you're making... What? Well, you say Graham then.
No, don't turn it back on me.
How do you say it?
Wallpaper.
Wallpaper.
No,
that's all. How are you saying that?
Right, you're taking advantage of me because I'm tired.
Say it again.
I'm saying it exactly the
say
same
it
way
now.
As you are.
No, you're not, though.
I am.
Say
you're
it.
You're not, though.
Wallpaper.
Go on, Becky.
Wallpaper.
There See?
You go. Listen and
you
learn,
You say
Scott.
Wallpaper.
No, I don't say wallpaper. You're from Somerset. You should be saying wallpaper, not me.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Okay, shall we get some Dear Scots on then? This is the stuff that you've been sending this week in on email, read out by the PR4L.
John in Litchfield has sent his text in changing the L's in Litchfield to pound signs.
Bling. First one then.
Dear Millsy, Beccala, Grumpy, Totso and the amazing PR4L. I went with some friends to a Chinese restaurant the other day when one of the waitresses decided to put on some music.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I was expecting some traditional Chinese music that would influence beautiful scenes of the Great Wall, grand temples and mist-covered mountains.
This is the kind of thing you want, isn't it? This is what I enjoy when I'm having my sweet and sour pork.
It's just the right tempo as well. It doesn't put you off your food.
Exactly. We've talked about this before. It's not so fast that you can't eat to it.
Instead, however, the first track was Freak Me.
Oh. What, by another level?
Freak it, baby. Is this wrong, and should it be allowed to play this music in public? Love you, Stuart, off of Bucks.
Imagine the lazy Susan's going round in a Chinese. I mean, it's not fast, but it's just gross.
I don't think I want my spare ribs anymore.
No. I don't even want the prawn crackers now.
Or the pork balls.
No, I don't want them either. Tonight, baby, I wanna get no, all wrong, I'm afraid. For a Chinese restaurant, you need to tell them. That's the best thing to do. Get them to change the CD. Next.
I got wind, but I'm not a window. Smiley. Natasha.
So, I've got ham, but I'm not a hamster.
Right.
Next.
Just listening to the show from Ansbach in Germany.
Hello.
Where I'm teaching German kids English.
Oh, hello. Yes, good. Sorry, I did a Whitney Houston again there. I didn't know where I was for a second.
And it may only be the 15th of October, but it's snowing. Emily in Germany. Smiley.
I have to say, this morning when I woke up, it is feeling quite Christmassy, isn't it?
Feeling quite Christmassy?
Yeah, that cold... That kind of... that. Do you know what I mean?
You're trying to say it was freezing when you woke up.
It was freezing, but it's also that atmosphere now where it kind of lends itself to Christmas.
Snowing no, already, it doesn't.
Snowing already in Germany. Thanks for your email.
It's not...
I thought I saw them putting the lights up on Oxford Street earlier.
Did you?
Well, when do they go on?
Don't encourage him, Becky.
No, but I thought already, if they're starting to put like the netting and stuff up, then they might be up soon.
They will be up soon. And you know what I'm going
to
say.
You're going to want to play Mariah Carey before 10.
Not necessarily, but I would like to play a Christmas song today because, text in if you think the same, it does feel a little bit like Christmas now. And it's not actually that far away. And it's snowing in Germany and people are listening to us where it's snowing now.
Sleigh bells ring, sleigh bells ring. Are you listening?
Can I play the whole thing?
No. Oh, it just makes you feel so much better, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. I can't wait.
You actually played that before any text came in at all.
This is just a taster. If I get text, I'll be playing more. Gone away is the bluebird. Quite why we've got Macy Gray's version of Winter Wonderland. I have no idea. But...
just the look. Can you just do a little little bit more.
No.
I'll put another one on later, don't worry. Next.
Hello, Scott. My name is Kyle. I really need your help.
Well, you come to the right person.
I'm desperately trying to get on the radio, like yourself.
Okay.
I read your autobiography and was inspired by your story.
Hey?
Have you written your autobiography?
No. Not at all. I think you're mixing me up with somebody else.
Is there any more from them?
Yeah.
I'll do anything, like make teas and coffees, look after Becky, even clean toilets.
Right.
You don't look after me.
Yes, I do.
You also don't clean the toilet.
No, I don't do that, but I look after you. Think about it.
So you've written about you've written about Becky in your book, have you?
No, I haven't written a book. I don't know where this is going.
I listen to your show every time you're on and believe you really are the best. No flattery intended. Tongue sticking out, smiley.
Thank you very much, and thanks for reading my book that I didn't write. Who did they get me mixed up with? Moyles? Joe Wiley? She's written one?
She has written one.
I really don't know. That's very strange, but thanks very much for your email.
You don't have one of those authorised biographies out, do you? Somebody else has written it.
No. Well, I don't know, but I don't think so.
That's not a bad idea, that is.
Mm. One that doesn't speak is being mischievous in the corner. What's going on?
He's just been trying to find out if there's any book on you. It's not in any bestsellers list. If it
clearly not.
If it is out.
Sorry, couldn't be more help on that one. Next.
I was wondering if you could help me out. I'm doing an events management course in Liverpool, and we're holding a fashion competition in December.
Right.
We're trying to get hold of a famous face to either judge or MC the evening.
So, do you know anyone, Scott? Hey!
Yeah.
Is that what's coming?
I was wondering if you know any fashion experts to come along and judge. XX, Heather Andrews.
Heather, I don't know anyone from the world of fashion.
You do?
I know.
Whoa, you do?
Yeah, I do, but he's not going to do it.
Why?
Because he's not. Timmy Trendy, no.
Timmy Trendy would do it.
Do you think?
Yeah, I think so.
I can ask.
He likes to give something back to the fashion community.
All right, well...
What do you think, Becky? Do you think Timmy Trendy would do it?
Yeah, depending on the fee.
Really?
He doesn't work for nothing, Timmy.
No, he doesn't.
No.
You can't just dish out that kind of fashion advice and
he
not get paid.
He does on his Twitter, but he doesn't in...
Yeah, what's going on with Timmy Trendy's Twitter at the
just
moment?
He's constantly dispensing bang-on-trend tips.
Is it real Timmy...
Real Timmy Trendy, yeah.
Okay, that's Timmy Trendy on Twitter, if you want to follow him. I can only ask, Heather, and we'll get back to you. Anything else you want to know from us? scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Mark your email in the subject, Dear Scott. That will help me a lot.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
Some people are getting confused thinking that the Roundhouse is some kind of nickname for Robbie. It's not. It's the place that he's... It's the place that he's playing tonight in London. In Camden, that's where it is. So, BBC Electric Proms, it's the Radio 1 day... Tonight, Robbie Williams making his big comeback, especially for us. You will hear the Robbie Williams story with me from 7, and then that's when I did a job at Robbie's.
Yeah.
The very same interview. And then, 9 o'clock, you will hear the live show. Now, we've got some bits of this interview, which you'll hear in full tonight. Just got to guess the missing words for me. Already, we've had this one yesterday.
Go on, for me.
The answer there was...
Go on, frown for me.
For some reason, he wanted me to frown.
Yeah. And did you?
I did.
No, you tried.
And this we had this one as well.
How old are you now?
Yeah. And...
We didn't get the answer to that, did we?
And here's today's ones. Just tell me...
Hello.
The missing word here from the
hello?
Robbie Williams interview.
Hello.
Can the DNA... Gillian McKeith could...
What's the answer there? Again.
Can the DNA a... Gillian McKeith could.
Well, a poo.
A poo, you're saying?
Yeah.
Here's the answer.
Can the DNA a poo?
Yeah.
Gillian McKeith could.
Is that after the job? Is that after the incident?
Yeah. Just directly afterwards.
It's a bit embarrassing that it was so bad you had to talk about it in the interview, isn't it?
Well, I think it's better to do that.
Most
just...
of the time you just let it kind of... Just sort of gloss over it, but the fact it was awful, he had to bring it up.
When it's that bad, I think you have to talk about it.
Was it kind of like there hanging over the whole, not metaphorically. Oh. I meant metaphorically, not physically.
That'd be 7 feet.
It would, wouldn't it?
Did you kind of feel that your jobby sort of dominated a lot of the interview?
Well, the fact that he had to mention it in the interview would suggest so.
Yeah.
Because normally, if someone does something embarrassing like that, you just gloss over it. You don't mention it, do you? You don't talk about it in your big comeback interview. Right, next one.
I'm scared of...
What's that?
Go on.
I'm scared of...
Have a guess.
Giraffes.
I'm scared of Lily Allen.
Lily Allen?
Lily Allen?
He's scared of Lily Allen. More on that tonight from 7. Last one for you from this Robbie interview. What's the missing word?
I love... I love...
Food.
I love loose women.
There we are.
So not many, a TV programme.
Yeah. Oh. So many revelations in this interview.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Why?
Scared of Lily Allen, loves loose women.
He's got them the wrong way round. He should love Lily Allen and be scared of loose women.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
OK, it's time for this.
Oh, what's the kidding?
It's our guessing game quiz, which we're doing in the mornings this week when we're doing the Chris Moyle Show for Scott Mills.
Oh,
with Scott Mills.
What's the kidding?
Right, let me know your text, please. 81199 with your score when you have it. It's Becky versus Chappers. Here's the first one for you today.
Oh, what's the kidding?
You know Amanda Holden?
Yeah.
She's on Britain's Got Talent and stuff.
Yeah.
And she, we discovered yesterday, has the best magazine column ever.
Right.
It's in Fabulous, which is free, that free magazine you get with the News of the World on the weekend.
Okay, yeah.
And every week, it's quite simple, Amanda just tells us about her life and what she's been up to this week. Mm. A week in the world of Amanda Holden. My question to you, how many celebrity names did Amanda Holden drop in her column this week in Fabulous?
11.
Becky.
4.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here's all the celebrity names that Amanda Holden dropped this week in her Fabulous column.
Friday, October the 2nd. I'm back from Texas and there's only one thing on my mind. Simon Cowell's 50th birthday party.
One.
Saturday, October the 3rd. I arrive at the party venue. OMG, it's as camp as anything. We sit down to dinner and I'm thrilled to see the hot at our table.
Two.
Katie Price comes over.
Three.
And her new guy, Alex Reed, is lovely.
Four.
Over to cake number two, Miss Moss.
Four.
I've always wanted to meet her and I'm not disappointed. She's chatting to Cheryl Cole.
Five.
On Simon's table, his 84-year-old mum, Julie, is eating her fish fingers under two giant naked male statues. Then a huge dancing appears on stage and Ant and Dec collapse in hysterics. My champagne-coloured dress fits like a glove and I see Danny's wearing a frock by the same designers. I bump into Mylin Clark. I spent a lot of the night with Holly Willoughby. Waitresses serve vases filled with red roses, ice and mojitos. Dermot O'Leary and I are guzzling one between us when Piers Morgan says he has to leave. Simon invites us for after-party drinks at Paul McKenna's house. I go with Christine Bleakley and we give actor Max Beasley a lift home. Sunday, October the 4th. I wake up to a text from Simon. Wasn't it the best party ever?
Wow, she is so showbiz, isn't she?
I think you were a bit harsh to include somebody's mum, Julie.
Well, I didn't count her in the end.
Oh, right, OK.
The mum, Julie, and Alex Reed off of Jordan doesn't count.
No.
So I'm going for 15, which means that you, Chappers, yay, get the point.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Next one. You know those taglines they have on important shows, like Spooks, MI5,
yeah,
not 9 to 5? And what's the one for Formula One? Is it the world's greatest car chase?
Very good.
That's it. And the BBC iPlayer has one, making the unmissable missable.
Yeah.
That one?
Yeah. The unmissable and watchable.
They all the important things at the BBC, they've got a little tagline, haven't they?
Mm-hmm.
We haven't got one. We don't have a tagline for this show. So, we had a little brainstorm with the people of Stupid Street. Right, here's the thing. If you can guess any of the ideas they came up with, you get a point. Anything at all.
Anything at all?
Yeah, tagline for this show. Anything.
Does it must involve the word orange at some point.
Okay.
Or bright.
Bright?
Listen, he's great.
Listen, he's great. Can you give me an actual tagline rather than
all
just
right.
words?
Even though his face doesn't move, he's laughing on the inside.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
So we went down to Stupid Street just to see if they could come up with a strapline for our show. Here's the first one.
Can you think of one for Scott for us?
Listen to Scott Mules, it keeps you on the edge of your seat.
So here's how that will work in maybe a little advert.
Scott Mills, he'll keep you on the edge of your seat on BBC Radio 1.
I'm not sure about that one, to be honest.
Next.
I go for Scott Mills, why bother?
Let's try that one out.
I go for Scott Mills, why bother?
I quite like that one. Next one from the stupid people.
How would you describe his show in a strap line?
I don't know, but he is good. My boyfriend loves him. Listen to Scott Mills, my boyfriend loves him.
No, I do like that one.
How would you describe his show in a strap line?
I don't know, but he is good. My boyfriend loves him. Listen to Scott Mills, my boyfriend loves him.
I think that might be the one.
Oh, there's more.
Scott Mills makes my mind twirl.
Scott Mills makes my mind twill on BBC Radio 1.
She's taking these literally, isn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, she is.
All right, listen to
Scott Mills rocks my world.
Scott Mills rocks my
world.
My world.
I like how his friend was really enthusiastic and he wasn't asked at all, was he?
Scott Mills rocks my world on BBC Radio 1.
One more.
And we're looking for a strap line for Scott's show.
Listen to Scott Mills because you don't want to see his orange face.
Yay!
Scott Mills, because you don't want to see his orange face.
That's the one. Chappers wins today's Oh, What's Occurring? Because orange was in there. Can we play that through the rest of the week?
Definitely.
Okay.
Oh!
Scott Mills, because you don't want to see his orange face. Radio 1
Podcasts. Now, you know Lady Gaga? We played a new song yesterday, which is called Bad Romance. And we were joking and we were saying, oh, you wouldn't believe it's Lady Gaga. It sounds so different to everything she's done before. This is it. Now, poor Fern yesterday got the wrong end of the stick, lover. She was saying, everyone was telling Scott Mills earlier they couldn't believe this was Lady Gaga. We were only joking, Fern. It was a joke, that, because it does sound quite similar to stuff that she has done before.
We'll change the direction.
It's like a mashup of all our other songs. But I've noticed that Lady Gaga does have this problem a lot. People just do not believe it's her. Now, don't ask me how, but I've managed to get my hands on a secret recording of a phone call that Lady Gaga has made to a journalist.
Right.
From a newspaper. And just to promote something. Just so, I mean, do you want me to play it now?
Well, yes.
Okay, this is the recording.
Yes.
I presume that's why you were telling me about it.
Okay.
No, you're all right, actually, Scott. Can you leave it for 20 minutes?
So here is Lady Gaga calling that journalist from The Sun. Once again, I said she has that problem all the time. People just don't believe her.
Hello?
All right.
Oh, you doing all right?
Is that Gordon?
Yes, that's
from the
correct.
Showbiz bit of The Sun. The king of showbiz, the Gordon.
That's correct, yes.
Guess who I am? It's Lady Gaga from my hits such as Poker Face and Paparazzi. And my latest one, Bad Romance.
Another one. Yeah, it's a great song.
Gordon, I've got some gossip for you about me.
Go on then, Miss Gaga, what is it?
There's been lots of speculation about me.
Right, go on.
I just want to put it out there. I've got to come clean, Gordon. I can't take it anymore.
You've got a what? You can't take what anymore?
I'm going to just let it.
Go on.
I am going to be mentoring on X Factor next weekend.
Right, okay.
To turn them little scamps into pop stars.
Right, go on, yeah, good.
Do you think that would be something that's interesting for you in your newspaper?
Oh, yeah, that'd be of a lot of interest to us, yeah. I'm sure you'd be a wonderful mentor. Oh.
Yeah. Are you going to put it in your paper or what?
I think I'll have a think about it today. We'll see if we've got a little space for you, Mrs. Gaga.
Mrs.? See you at the next event. Bye.
I love you, Scott Mills.
That'll blatantly be in the sun tomorrow, I reckon.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
See, I feel sorry for Gaga because when you don't see her with those weird costumes on, you just don't know it's her, do you? It's like it's
I know.
A problem for her every single day of her life. Someone was peeing their pants on the M25. Someone had to pull over because they were crying with laughter, I hope. That'll be on the podcast. Poor Lady Gaga. Poor Lady Gaga.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Question for you, Chappers.
Yeah?
What do Becky, the Queen, and LaRue's mum have in common?
Oh, they all like to be referred to as Mom.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
This isn't something that I've just told everyone that
did you not ask your driver this morning,
your chauffeur to
call you Mom?
No, I basically said, because I have to be here really, really early, I have to get a taxi because there's like no bus and don't have a car. And I really like my taxi driver because he calls me Mom. And I think it just adds an element of class to my journey.
Do you sit there
really
like drinking champagne in the back?
I really don't look
drive
like
drive on.
But I don't look like a lady, and his car's, you know, it's not a limo. It's just like a taxi.
What is it? Like a...
It's like Babs Cabs off League of Gentlemen.
Is it?
Yeah.
But he still calls you Mom.
He won't be tomorrow morning.
I love him, but is okay. That wrong that I want to be called Mom? Do you
feel more like the Queen, or do you feel more like LaRue's mum?
More like the Queen.
We should explain that LaRue's mum used to be in The Bill, where they do still call people Mom.
Well, I think they do. They do in The Police, don't they?
Do they?
I think so. Well, I don't know, do I?
Not hello, police people.
You can do it in The Police. You can certainly do it here at Radio 1.
Okay,
so,
Mum.
Yeah. See, it's really good, isn't it?
Makes you feel good.
What's the man equivalent? Is
Sir?
Sir?
Yeah, but people get called Sir all the time. There's not enough Mom action, if you ask me.
Yeah, that's true, actually. There's more Sirs than Moms going around. So are you hoping he's going to do it again tomorrow?
Yes.
Makes you feel a little bit special, doesn't it?
It really does, yeah.
Know what you mean?
Why? Okay. Do you want to be called Mom as well? Exactly. How many times have you been called Mom? Or is that something...
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Lovely Ferns on at 10 this morning. Hiya.
Hi. I love that song. It's
really
brilliant.
Good.
Makes me all happy.
Yes. Now, I'm going to play this little game. You know TV shows?
Yeah.
You're on some of them.
Occasionally.
And do you like them?
TV what, shows?
Just any TV show.
Yeah.
Well,
depends.
Sometimes, I don't know if you get this, I feel like I'm the only person that's watching certain shows, because there's so many channels and so many different shows.
I was listening to you say yesterday that you're a big fan of the E! Channel.
Yes.
I watch all that. I don't even know who the Kardashians are, but I love that show.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
It's brilliant.
You don't need to know who they are
no?
to love it.
Well, there's two of you there, then. So
yeah,
you're not the only one watching that.
Very popular in America. Not so much here, just
no,
me and Fern.
I love okay. it.
Do you watch Dr. 90210?
Bits of that. I'm more
so
about Kardashians and Kimora Life in the Fab Lane.
Yeah, that's good. Have you seen Denise Richards' It's Complicated?
Yes,
amazing.
See?
But we are the only two people.
The only two.
Right, okay.
Do you watch Dating in the Dark?
What's that?
You are the only one.
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, just dear.
My little voiceover thing I do on Libby. It's fine. Right, so
sorry.
No, it's fine. Right, so I've looked up some of the ratings which you can get freely online for various TV shows.
Yeah.
Now I've written down a few. And this is simple. All you do is you guess whether the next one I read out is higher or lower than the one before, OK?
Like Brucey,
yeah.
OK.
So, these are... I need to do the small print. This is from figures from the week commencing the 28th of September. And do remember that some channels do show the shows millions of times, but this is just the highest rated episode that week.
OK.
Right.
Okay.
Get it? And audiences can go up as well as down.
Yes, they can.
Right.
Yeah.
OK. Rough ballpark figure... Neighbours on 5. How much do you reckon
that
gets?
It's on 5 now.
Hello?
It's not the best start, Ferb.
Whoops. I've not watched it since Carly and Jason were it, to be fair.
It came off BBC One
Neighbours
about 5 years ago.
On 5.
Ooh, right. Yeah.
What do you reckon it gets?
A million.
Oh, I don't think that much. I think 700,000.
1,514,000.
No way.
Viewers? I didn't think it would be that high.
Is that exclusively to students?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's a lot of them.
Yeah.
Okay, so higher or lower than Neighbours on 5, Extra Factor on ITV2.
I think it's probably about the same. I would maybe go marginally lower.
Is correct. 1,140,000, but that's one episode, and they do repeat it about a million times a week.
Yeah, it's only because I've done that show that I know
Figures
roughly are.
Unfair advantage.
Yeah.
Okay, Extra Factor on ITV2. Higher or lower, University Challenge on BBC Two.
I think that's higher.
Higher in Extra Factor?
Yeah, I think it is, actually.
I'd say maybe a little bit higher.
Way higher, 3,227,000.
Wow!
I know.
My dad likes that.
It makes my week. I mean, it's boring to watch. But
do you watch it?
If you get one right, you feel so good about
Isn't
yourself.
Isn't Dave on it soon, doing motorways?
No, that's Mastermind.
Oh, yeah, that's the same.
Yeah, that's the one with the chair.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's the one with the chair. All right, I'm getting them confused.
University Challenge. Higher or lower on Sky One, Grease the School Musical.
Lower.
Lower, lower, lower.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Is that with Duncan off Blue?
It is Duncan James.
I don't think the Duncan James
incident we cannot ever speak about.
What?
There's a Duncan James incident, Fern, which we're all privy to in this room.
Oh, I know that one. Yeah. You know it's the best story ever.
It's good. But we can't ever say it, can we?
I mean, you could, but you'd get in a bit of trouble.
I don't want to do that. But you know the story. I mean.
Oh, it's amazing.
So good.
It's really good.
I know, but we can't talk about it. Anyway, you're right. It's, 443,000. Right. So way lower. Oh, okay. Next, Dating in the Dark on Living. Higher or lower than Grease the School Musical?
Considering I've never heard of it, I'm going to take a guess at lower.
Damn right, 230,000.
Should be higher, though.
Should be higher. People should watch that more. Higher or lower than Dating in the Dark? Ice Road Truckers on History.
I reckon that's a lot higher.
Yes.
That is amazing, that show.
Why is it?
You just get, like, trucks and drive them over ice in, like, really Arctic conditions.
That can't get more than
good.
People going dating.
It's as good as Trawlerman, if not better.
It is huge, is that? Me and Dave appeared at Truckfest with that bloke.
Wow.
I know, that's a show.
What a PM.
It gets better, it was in Peter.
Actually, I think you'll find that Ice Road Truckers is lower than Dating in the Dark.
No way!
Yes, 219,000. Okay.
That must have been a slow week.
Higher or lower than Ice Road Truckers, Meet the Hasselhoffs on Living.
That is going to be higher.
Really not, 165,000. I know.
How could you not want to meet the Hasselhoffs?
I know.
Do you mean after constantly plugging it for a year and a half on this show, it's only got 100,000?
That was obviously just a bad episode, bad week. higher or lower than Meet...
He's on every other week talking about it.
I know.
Right.
We went on barge trips, still 165,000.
I love that show.
Could you, tell your friends.
I will, tell everyone. I'll Twitter it later.
Higher or lower than Meet the Hasselhoffs, Living TV2's Sun, Sea and A&E.
Sun, Sea and A&E, is that an actual show?
Yeah.
Not just something that rhymes?
No.
One of those shows. Going lower.
One of those shows that not many people watch.
Lower.
You're correct to go lower, Fern, 83,000.
What happens on that one? I haven't seen it.
Basically, people get a suntan, go in the sea, and then get drunk, I think.
Right, and hurt themselves.
And hurt
that
themselves.
That is dangerous.
It is dangerous. Higher or lower than Sun, Sea and A&E?
Hang on, I've lost myself. Girls of the Playboy Mansion.
Oh, I love that show.
Oh, so do I. See, it's on E.
It's got to be higher.
It's on E.
Kendra and her laugh.
You say that. You say that, but it's actually...
He's got all his
lower.
Charts.
It's lower. 38,000.
We are the only people watching.
We are. It's just you and me.
I love that show. It's brilliant.
So do I. Higher or lower than Girls of the Playboy Mansion. Extraordinary Breastfeeding. What? Is that on...
What's that probably gets a lot of viewers for all the wrong reasons.
On the
reasons.
Really channel.
On the Really channel? Like, is that really a channel?
Really?
Lower.
18,000.
Oh.
God. Extreme breastfeeding?
Are they doing it on a tightrope or what?
Yeah.
How do you do extraordinary breastfeeding?
Oh, it's extraordinary.
On a unicycle, yeah.
Okay, and one more. Sharon Osbourne's Charm School. Never heard of it.
Oh, yeah, I've seen an advert for that one. I reckon it's a bit higher.
Lower.
Fern, you're so good at this. Yeah. 20,000 viewers
wow.
for that.
Yeah.
Oh, let's just do one more. When sport goes bad.
Oh, I could see this coming over the hill a mile away.
On Bravo, when sport goes bad, higher or lower than Sharon Osbourne's Charm School?
Lower.
I think a bit higher.
You'd be right to go higher. 29,000. Yay!
God.
Thanks for playing my game, Fern. You're actually really good
thanks.
At it.
Now I've done zero prep for the show.
Sorry.
So I'll just make it up as I go along
it's all
for the
fine.
Next 3 hours.
See you at 10.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.